Yevamos Perk Beis Mishnah Hey Mi Sheyesh Lo Ach Mikol Makom. If a person has a brother from any situation, from any place, like the Rav points out, even if his brother's a mamzer, Zoykik is Eishes Achiv Laibum. This brother, even if his brother's a mamzer, he connects, he ties Zoykik, his brother's wife, to Yibum or Chalitza too. For Achiv L'chol Davar, he's his brother for everything, no difference. So he's his brother to Yarshin, like the Rav points out, to be Metamehim, if he's a Kohen. Chutz mi sheyesh lo min ha-shivcha u-min ha-nachris. The exception is, if his brother is his brother from a shivcha, this is an Eved Ivri, a Jewish servant, where the master gave him a shivcha knanis. Now if that Eved Ivri, when he leaves, he doesn't take that woman with him, or the children, the Torah points out. The children go la-adoyneha. So you see that the children do not belong to the Eved Ivri. Why? The point is because they belong to the Shivcha. They go after the mother, and she's not Jewish. So the children are not Jewish. Also, Umin HaNachris, a non-Jewish woman. Now where is that learned out? Where do we see that the children of non-Jewish women, that we go after the mother, and the children aren't Jewish? So it's learned out from Pasuk we just read. The Rav brings, the Torah says, Ki Yosir Asbincha Me'acharai, and it talks about making sure not to intermarry. The concern the Torah talks about is when you give over your daughter to the other nations, they're going to turn away the sons from that union. But you see that their concern is when you give your daughter to them, because if you give your son to them, although obviously it's a terrible thing, in that case, the children aren't Jewish anyway, because they're not even called our children in that situation. Mishnah continues, Mishesh lo bein mikol makom. If a person has a child from any situation, so since he has a child, this child paters his father's wife from Yibum, or Chalitza, obviously. Because if this father now dies, even if the father made this son into a mamzer, or if the father was a mamzer, and obviously had a mamzer child, or a mummer, like the first soul points out, nevertheless, the fact that he had a child, now he's pater from Yibum. So the son patered him. V'chayv al makosoi v'kilolaso. And the son is really his son for everything. And if he hits his father, he's chayiv. Val kilolaso. And if he curses his father, he's chayiv. Uvno l'chol davar, and he's a son for everything. Chutz mi sheyesh lo min ha-shivcha u-min ha-nachris. Except for a person that has a son, like we said, from a shivcha or a nachris, because those aren't considered his sons. Now, even if the father had an illicit relationship, and he created a mamzer, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, it's still his son. And if this son, mamzer, hits him, Mishnah says he's chayiv. However, Taisus Antiv brings that that's only when the father has already done tshuva. If the father still a rasha and the son hits the father, there's no chiv misa on that. It's similar to when one curses nasi ba'amcha, when one curses the leader of the Jewish people, there's an isser, but it's dafka speaking about somebody that's like Gemara Darshan's, but Isam Maisa Amcha, that he's not off. So too with the father, the Chiv Misa is only with somebody that did tshuva.